Well, there's a long souring of this marriage between the NATO countries, the US and Europe mainly, and Karzai. He was the best thing since sliced bread at the beginning in 2001. But his failure really to clean up his government in terms of corruption and competence has really led to a deep disillusion. And there was floating the idea that they would look for some kind of alternative and back him, as it would inevitably be in Afghanistan, or him. But they haven't really come up with any viable alternatives. And so the latest idea is try and install alongside him someone who to do the heavy executive work from the presidency, a kind of prime ministerial chief executive figure who could they could rely on to get stuff done in terms of governance.
So who's driving this?
The US, but with support from French, the British, the main troop contributing countries in ISAF, because there's a kind of question of what are we fighting for if the government in Kabul seems unwilling or unable to take up governance and to extend its reach and provision of services into the areas that some of the areas in the south and the east that NATO forces are fighting to kind of, you know, to drive the Taliban out.
I hesitate to use the phrase, but it does sound to all intents and purposes like the Allies want another regime change.
Yes, or a regime adjustment. They want a more efficient government in Kabul, so they've got something better to fight for, really. But they also realize that the idea of a centralized government that was imagined in 2001, 2002, is not going to happen. It just doesn't work in a country like Afghanistan with such pure, poor communications and with such a actually history of the last 30 years. So they're looking more to strengthening provincial and district government, which they think may be more effective. It might lead better returns in terms of investing in infrastructure. And so strengthening that inevitably dilutes central government. Hamid Karzai is uneasy about this and has warned the West not to meddle in Afghan politics, not treat it like a puppet state. But ultimately, they are paying the money and sending the troops, and there's a diminishing stomach for this war, and they want to get results soon. So they'll do what they feel they have to do.